Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
From Sinatra, swing to Brando stage. Marilyn's Grace to JFK's age. It's Johnny Russo, Hollywood's own. With Jeannie Raymond, secrets are shown.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for another Hollywood Godfather podcast. I want to introduce my co-host, obviously, Jeannie Raymond.
Hello. Hello.
And tonight, we're doing this show as a special show in respect to a lady I met on the set of The Godfather. As we all know, probably by now, anybody listening to the show, unless you're living under a rock, Diane Keaton passed this weekend, and she was probably one of the first movie stars that I met, major movie stars, and we're going to get into that, and it's a serious show, but I have to say one thing. She deserves all the accolades you're going to hear about her and how nice she was. And it went on, our relationship and friendship went on for years and years and years. So with no other further ado, it's something that's basically out of respect only, because she deserves it. And I know Jeannie has a lot of input on this also, but for you who don't know, prior to The Godfather, she won Best Actress in 1978 for Annie Hall, what was directed by Woody Allen, not a particularly good person. I didn't like him at all when I knew he was futzing around with his stepdaughter, or whoever that little girl was. But she approached, we were in rehearsal for a week, you've heard that before, and the whole cast was there. And we started talking on a break one time, Diane and I. And she said, "This is really your first film?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "How'd you get the part?" I said, "Well, it's a long story." Anyway, with that said, she said, "If I could be of any help to you during the shooting, please." And I thought that was really nice of her, because the only bigger actor on the set was Marlon Brando. I knew Richard Conte, I knew those guys. But even Pacino, he did one thing, Panic in Needle Park. James Caan just did Brian Song. But this is a girl who credibly won an Oscar. And she was being so nice. And, you know, as time went on, the stories get crazier. But what an opportunity to share them, because she was all a part of it. And, you know, me being on The Godfather, my first film, I think everybody knows that by now. But to have somebody like her, where I could actually ask her a question, and she would tell me and give me her advice. But with that said, we were all in a rehearsal for 5 days. We were all supposed to exaggerate our mannerisms so the non-Italians could become Italian. She didn't have to become Italian because she's playing an Irish girl in the movie, so it was good. But even with, you know, Brando, who approached me at the rehearsals, because I have to say, all of these people, including Diane Keaton, I hate to say it, but they're so casual. You know, I'm a guy that loved the movie stars from the 30s and the 40s, and they were all made up, and even the men wore suits. Nobody had a suit on but me. I was wearing Brioni's every day to the set, to the rehearsals even. And Brando approached me, not because of the car or because he was interested in me. He was interested in my Chinese chick chauffeur. And that became another whole fiasco that turned into a great time. And the interesting thing that the first scene that we shot in The Godfather was my wedding scene.
Oh, wow.
So it was 5 days that I intermingled with Diane Keaton because she was introduced at my wedding. Michael brought her to the wedding as his date. And there's a great scene when she's seeing Luca Brasi, played by Lenny Montana, talking to himself, rehearsing his lines. But unbeknownst to her, he was really rehearsing his lines. But he's doing it, and she's doing her scene. And she says, "Michael, who's that guy talking to himself?" Because he's this big brute. Because then Francis used that whole scene. That wasn't even written in the movie.
Oh,
Oh no, because he was really rehearsing it and not realizing when they were doing their lines, he shouldn't be talking. So Francis, with an ingenuity, left it in. So Michael said, he's a good friend of my father's, a lot of respect. And she was concerned. And she said, he said to her, "Kay, this is not my life. That's my father. Because he's a war hero." But when you start thinking about, the caliber of people, the only other major actor that I knew at that time was Richard Conte, who played Barzini. And I had great scenes with him that even got cut out because, the movie was getting too long. But Richard Conte was Barzini. So I would have to say, after Marlon Brando, Diane Keaton was the most important actor
sure.
on the set. And she was the nicest person. And then it got chaotic with us because Brando wasn't, like I said, interested in me or anything else. And we were all staying at the Park Lane Hotel, right on 59th Street in Central Park. And I had an apartment, I have a house here, but they had me living from Vegas, so they got me a room. I used to go there every day because, well, we had hundreds of people waiting outside to meet the cast, and me with my ego, I wanted to be one of those people in waiting.
Sure.
And I had my Chinese chick chauffeur there, and standing at attention in her little wet-look uniform. And at the second day, Brando approached me and he said, "Is she going to drive you to work every day?" I said, "Yeah, she's my driver." She says, "Would you mind picking me up? This is Marlon Brando."
I love
And I'm saying, "How can I mind picking you up? Are you crazy?"
it. You're
So he said, "I'm staying at the Élysée." I said, "I know that." He said, "How do you know that?" I said, I checked you out. You like the monkey bar downstairs and you drink Courvoisier." He says, "Yeah." I said, "I love the monkey bar. But I knew you were staying there because they were all excited knowing you were coming a week ago when I was over there telling me." So I
Oh,
felt excited. So the
sure.
next morning, while my driver was coming to pick me up, I said, "Go to the monkey bar. I bought a bottle of Courvoisier that he likes. Bring our, because I had ceramic, interesting teacups and coffee cups and all that. I said, make sure you get it just before you pick me up so it's hot. And the back of, I don't know how many of our audience has been in the back of a Rolls-Royce or a Bentley. They have serving trays, all mahogany, dropped down. And she had linen on it with the cup and the Courvoisier for him to get in the car. He couldn't believe it. And it gets funnier because we're drinking, he's drinking his coffee and Courvoisier, and we're going down Park Avenue. Now, anybody that knows the configuration of New York City, you're going down Park Avenue towards, the tunnel to get to Brooklyn to get to Staten Island. There were all these red lights. And then after two or three red lights, we saw all the Teamsters station wagons coming down alongside of us. And at the next red light, in the back of the station wagon, two of the windows are rolled down, and Jimmy Caan and Robert Duvall have their asses hanging out the window. They were mooning us. I couldn't believe it. And I'm saying to myself, this is what goes on. This is a major motion picture.
Right.
These people are idiots. So when we got to the set finally, they created a mooning contest. Who could ever moon the most people in a crowd wins. And Marlon Brando won. How he won, you won't believe. If everybody remembers the scene, it was the wedding picture we were going to take. And then Marlon looks and says, where's Michael? And he didn't get there yet. He said, no, wait till Michael comes. And they cancel the shot. Well, that particular day, when Michael comes and Kay is there, he calls her up to get into the picture also. He looks around and he drops his pants. There were 700 people there, little kids. And I'm saying to myself, what are they thinking looking at the old man's fat ass? But that's what goes on these, you know, it's a multi-million-dollar film, but they lightened it up every day. And Marlon Brando, because of the 700 people, obviously won the movie contest.
I tell you, it's so funny to hear. I mean, if it was in today's world, there'd be pictures of it all over Instagram and everything else. But
Yeah, thank God we didn't have everybody with a camera in their hands.
Right, right. I just laugh at that thinking, oh, it's a totally different day, but how funny is that? And you wonder if somewhere, somehow, somebody had that on film, you know?
Oh, no. Nobody had it. We would have saw it by now. Hello.
Yeah, well, that's true. But that's hilarious.
Don't forget about it, no.
I have a son that's a mooning always. Not so much anymore because people don't find it funny anymore. No. But I've never mooned anyone in my life. But I have a son. In fact, someone.
I can only imagine if you did. You'd have a 50 cars following you home. I can't even believe you would say that. You're so crazy. I love you.
Well, my son, we went to Idaho one time, and my mom told my son, go up there to the hotel room. We were going for vacation. Go up into the room and wave to me out the window so we know where our room is. So a few minutes later, and he was probably, I don't know, 10, and a few minutes later, we're looking and looking, waiting to see his little face, you know, waving out the window. Guess what we got? His butt.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no. He was like 10 years old or something, maybe 12. But he was always mooning somebody. But
that's a big thing in Utah.
Well,
you're nice Mormon people.
That's right. But no, years ago, it changed. You can't be mooning now or you're in big trouble.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
It's called indecent exposure.
I remember back when my sister worked at a drugstore and they had to take down the picture. Remember the copper tone baby?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the little dog bit her bikini bottoms and it showed a little bit of her butt and her suntan. Had to take those down. But
really?
Oh, yeah. You couldn't show that anymore. But, oh, that's hilarious. Marlon Brando, he wasn't giant towards the end. He was so big, but.
But he would not, man, at the end, he got so big.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't have wanted to see that moon.
No, but even then, I mean, he was 48 only, and it took Dick Smith, his makeup guy, 3 or 4 hours to turn him into Marlon Brando.
Right.
Which was a big advantage for me, because that's when he'd call me in to run my lines and my scenes. He ran every scene with me. He was on the set when he didn't have to be.
Isn't that incredible? I mean, I don't know. Obviously, you get to say, hey, you've been trained by the best, Frank Sinatra, Marlon Brando, but I wonder if he was, didn't you tell me that they told the everybody don't talk to him?
Well, yeah, no, the director said, especially for the thespians, you know, like, you know, James Caan and Pacino, all they study with Stella Adler, all the best. you know, but it was a thing where why he did it, it wasn't because he liked me. He wanted this movie to be a masterpiece. He didn't understand how I got the part.
Right.
He went to Francis, and Francis said, I can't even tell you how I got the part. All I know, he's playing Carlo. Because nobody wanted to bring up that Joe Colombo, a gangster, got right. me the part.
He's just here. Don't ask questions.
Yeah, but he is such a perfectionist. He realized, because he was the one that told Coppola in front of me, this guy's got to be a great actor. And he broke down the whole script. I never broke down the script. I didn't care about that movie. I was there, and I was 25 years old, wearing Brioni suits, and just wanted to be in the movie. The book was already in its fifth printing. The world was ready for this movie.
I mean, just think about, out of all of the movies you could have landed in for your, when you're saying, hey, I want to be in this movie, did you know what the movie was? Was it like you wanted to be in a movie, any movie, or you wanted to be in The Godfather?
No, what happened to me, I wanted to be in The Godfather.
Oh, okay.
The book was already in its fifth print. The world was talking about this movie already.
Okay.
And then one time they went down, which I happen to know of because it was in my neighborhood, they went down to Little Italy, Mulberry Street, to scout locations. And nobody even knew they were down there. But one thing you cannot do on Mulberry Street, they brought a cinema van, you know, a truck we don't normally see.
Sure.
And in the window was the placket saying Godfather.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, they went to have lunch. When they came out, the van was gone. It had like $100,000 worth of film equipment and all that. They stole it. And a couple of the guys who were involved with it were outside the restaurant they were coming out of. It was Angelo's. I know the restaurant well. And they were looking up and down, and they said, are you looking for your van? And they said, yeah, why? He said, you don't come to our block, park anything on our block without getting permission. Now, they're making the movie The Godfather. These were real guys.
They're real people.
But, I mean, you can't even make this up. That's what this movie is so crazy and where it got to be and the authenticity of it. So, fortunately, I knew most of the people. And Joe Colombo was already involved. So we smoothed out everything, and everybody was happy because nobody, just a small thing like what I'm about to tell you is crazy. How do you shoot a movie in the 40s and everybody had air conditioners in their windows? They didn't have air conditioners.
Oh, wow.
So the you know, the locations guy went and rang all the doorbells and said, you have to take that in. He said, we ain't taking nothing in. We're going to get paid. They had to come up with a whole budget of X amount of dollars. I don't even know what it was. I don't know what they got, $50 or $100, but they all got paid. They shook them down. It was terrible. They learned about the mob fast, but it was so crazy.
That is crazy. They got a lesson on how things really work. That's wild. Well, let's do a quick commercial.
Yeah, because now I want to concentrate just on Diane.
On Diane, sure.
Okay, well, we don't have much to say, fortunately. We have The Chiller left, and that's October 24th, 25th, 26th. That's Parsippany, New Jersey. Don't miss it. Everybody's going to be there again. The Chiller, and then I have a lot of smaller venues that you could just go to my website and find me at. And then I'm off to Europe. Fortunately, I'll be in Dublin and England and all of that. And then I have a surprise that I'm going to be announcing soon, where I'll be on an island, and you're invited for Valentine's Day. And so we have some good things coming up. Obviously, my book is coming out November 18th. I got to thank Barnes & Noble and Amazon. They did such a huge pre-sale on this book. It's probably coming out as a bestseller the day it comes out. So with that said, let's dedicate the time to all the things that she's done. And you know, I stayed friends with her for a long time, which I want to get into. And we're back, and the show is dedicated to Diane Keaton in her memory. And she's helped a lot of people, even the two children that she adopted. I think I had something to do with that also, because we stayed friends after the shooting of the movie. During the movie, her and I, we had no interacting scenes or anything other than seeing her at my wedding. I didn't see her again. And then, you know, all the things with Michael and all that when we went to the mattresses and she couldn't even come to the house. There's a great scene with her and Tom Hagen in the driveway where she was trying to get a note because Michael already left the country and she wanted to know where he was. And I love that scene because he said, I can't tell you where he is because then the FBI will know that I know. And they put her in a car. But Diane Keaton, as I said, was so helpful to me. And then later on, we became friends. And I used to meet her at El Pustayo, where I held court on Fridays. It's on the corner in Beverly Hills of Cannon Drive. And I lived right up the block. I'd go down there, we'd start with a table of four or six on Fridays. And by 5 o'clock, I had like half the sidewalk. And she'd come and join us and just talk, whatever. And she was always amused by the women that came by, and they all knew her, obviously. She was a big star and kept starring in things.
Right.
We would sit and talk, and she's never been married. And at that time, you know, and we found out, I don't know if you saw, and if you could still read it, probably, it was in the New York Times, that Pacino came clean while he was dating her. And that was his second movie was The Godfather. She already won an Oscar, already a big star. He wanted to marry her, but he felt that, you know, he wasn't good enough. And now he just said that after all these years. Is that something?
Wow.
That's the kind of impression she gave you. She's such a remarkable person. And we talked numerous times about marriage and how is it. And she was talking to the right guy. I already married 10 people. But kids. She always wanted kids. And as we all know, she waited later on in life. And she adopted the two kids she has. She has a girl now, 26, who's married, and a son who's don't want to be in the radar. He's like 18, 19. But she adopted them and the last 20 years of her life. And
yeah, since she was 50 years old.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But, she wanted to experience it, and she first wanted to do it with a mate. And again, I don't know whether she wanted a female mate or a male mate. I never got into that. I always had a suspicion because I never saw her with anyone. I mean, she went with Warren Beatty. She went, but these people were all actors while she was, you know, making movies with them. Her going with Woody Allen, I could never figure out. I mean, he looks like a cockroach.
Oh, he dated her?
He dated her after. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
Or during the movie. No, I mean, I that's what the rumor was. But again, yeah. You don't know what Hollywood's saying right. True or not true. I was hoping it wasn't true, but, you know.
Yeah. Maybe he must have a great personality.
But she was very generous to a lot of charities. People didn't know that. And I'm happy she really died happy. She died happy.
Aww.
With her kids She became a grandma through her daughter. So, you know, it's those kind of things when you get to know somebody that early on. And she really wanted to get married. And here's Pacino wanted to marry and she didn't know it.
Yeah, it said they went out off and on for 15 to 17 years.
Oh, I
That's crazy.
know.
Yeah, I didn't know that. In her, well, the one thing, she died of cancer, is that right?
I didn't get the, I didn't get the autopsy yet.
Oh, okay.
Are they
Well,
saying that?
yeah, it's just something I'd read, but like you say, it's on the internet. But I always, when I think of her, I think of someone always in turtlenecks. So I had a different shirt on, but I did run and change, and I thought, I always wondered why she always wore turtlenecks, but she had a history of skin cancer, it said. And I just thought she was so cute and always so classy and kind of
Oh, there
quirky
is the
and,
dress and those hats. I love
yeah,
those hats.
and glasses
You
and
know?
that hair. The last movie I think I saw her in was called Palms, where she was living in a like an old folks home. It's been a while since I saw it, but she got all these older ladies. Oh, I do remember now, it's coming to me. Got all these older ladies that started this little dancing drill team type thing, and that's what the movie was about. She got all these ladies in this nursing home to be cheerleaders, and these ladies are dancing grandmas, and I saw them at the Phoenix Suns basketball game. They go out there and do the dances at halftime and stuff.
Oh,
And that's
wow.
the cutest show. I absolutely loved it. And then at the end of the movie, it shows the real live ladies. And I have seen the real live ladies in Phoenix at the Phoenix
Good.
Suns
That was
basketball game.
based on a two group of women that were doing it.
Yes. Palms, POMS is darling. It's only a couple, well, I don't know, probably. I don't know. I think I've watched it since I've moved here. I've been here 4 years, so I think that's about how old it was. But it was the cutest show. But I just have always liked her as an actress. I find that she's so funny, and I'm sad to see that she's passed away because I've seen her in so many different things, and she's been great in everything. First Wives Club,
Oh my God, that was great. That was a fun movie also.
right?
I
Just.
remember, what was the movie that she was in? And what was a great actor too. They were staying in the same house.
Right. I've been trying to think of that one. Wasn't it with Keanu Reeves?
No,
A Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson. And
That's right.
he saw her in the nude.
Right.
Remember? I thought that was one of the greatest scenes. What is that? Look it up.
I'm gonna look it up right now. Yeah, I was trying to think of that too. That's funny.
And she was basically playing a prude.
Something's gotta give.
Okay. And you know what? The interesting thing, most people didn't know. I knew it. But she had a complex about her body, you know.
We all do.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm
Yeah.
saying she. Yeah, she was very bottom heavy and
Oh,
wide.
really?
That's why she always wore those jackets. Everything you see, she wanted your attention to go to her face and head. So the hats, the glasses, the hairdos, and if you'll never see her just with a sheer dress or something on. It's always with a jacket, and the jackets are
Wow.
always flaring out.
Wow. See, that's
No.
called corrective clothing.
Yeah, no.
Got to know how to hide the bad
Exactly. Yeah.
spots.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that is the movie that Keanu Reeves was in too. And just hilarious. I mean, she just is. I had forgotten about that scene where she was naked, but I just thought, oh, what a funny
Well,
show.
you didn't see her. It was
Right,
blurry.
where they,
Yeah.
yeah.
They blurred it out. That's when well, I'm sure she had it in a contract. You're not shooting it.
You're not, well, yeah, that's so funny. Well, yeah, I was trying to see how many movies she had been in. I
How many
mean,
are there?
I was trying to read this. I wasn't sure. It's got so many different things. The one thing I read, I thought it said 291, but I don't know if I got that number. I don't know what the numbers
It
are,
could
but.
be. I mean, she won the award in 78,
Right.
Best Actress.
Well, it's, She was a producer, a director, all sorts of stuff. So it's amazing what a talented lady she was, all the different things that she was in.
Yeah, she's, her credits are amazing.
Father of the Bride. I love that one too. She's just
Oh, yeah.
always been in such great shows.
Well, unfortunately, we've lost a great actress and a great human being. I mean, really a great human
Right.
being. And so, all I could say to all of our listeners, add a little respect tonight. Before you go to bed, whatever your faith is, just bow your head and say a little prayer for Diane Keaton. Not that she needs it, but
Right.
she deserves it.
Right. And that we're thankful to have had her to entertain us all these years, because what a great actress
And I
and
have
another
such
loss.
fond memories that I'll treasure forever, because it's very rare you find someone like her who's so genuine, so giving. She had no ego at all. None. She used to laugh at herself all the time.
She seemed that way. She just seemed like somebody that was somebody you could talk to. So just like a friend that who she reminds me a little bit of, and they're obviously not the same age, but she reminds me a little of Cherie. Just a
Oh,
classy,
yeah.
kind Cherie Wilson. Just that's who she reminded me of, and I just thought,
Well, Cherie Wilson must be close to her age.
oh, is she? Just the classy, beautiful, and kind. I mean, Cherie is such a
Oh, yeah.
beauty, and kind, and professional, and approachable. She's just so darling. Always make you feel at ease, I would think, when she talks to everyone.
Well, Cherie Wilson, my audience that's listening, she'll be at Chiller also. And Gene Simmons. You should try to get there. October 24th, 25th, 26th, Parsippany, New Jersey, at the Hilton Hotel. I mean, it's going to be a fun time again. And what else you doing it? What's
That's
that?
right. October's not a month, I mean, other than Halloween, but October's kind of that in between the big holidays.
Well,
I'd
this is
be
just before Halloween, which is great.
right.
It's called Chiller. Be there. And again, my blessings go out to the two children. You know you're going to miss your mother,
Oh, yes.
but Uncle Johnny's around for a phone call if you want. And Jeannie, thank you for participating in the show.
Oh,
It
my
means a
pleasure.
lot to us. It's very rare in our business you find somebody so humble, so nice, and rest in peace, Diane Keaton. God bless your soul.
All right. Good night, Gianni.
Good night.
So like, comment, subscribe, don't miss a show. Catch us on video or audio on the go. Send your questions to HollywoodGodfatherPodcast.com. Join our newsletter. Come along for the fun. Follow at Hollywood Godfather at Real Gianni Russo. We'll see you next week. Now you know where to go. Your seat at the table.